Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, Kansas City. It's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:58 on your time. It's a high of 76. Currently, it is 54, cloudy skies in the Power of Light District.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Good Friday?
Oh, baby, Resurrection Weekend. He rose again for you and me, for all of our sins.
Period.
We are celebrating Resurrection Weekend right here on Hustle and Shine. But we got a special guest in the building this morning coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. They call her Kansas City's boxing ballerina, Brianna Epperson. She's coming to knock your lights out on Hustle and Shine.
I brought my gloves. Maybe she can teach me a little thing or two.
Yikes. We might need it in the streets, D.
Well, you got the morning gossip up for you. Also, at your 23s, LeBron James is in hot water after his comments about the Memphis Grizzlies. And Pooh Shiesty's latest case isn't helping the name of Memphis.
Oh, boy.
Buckle up.
I got my seatbelt on. I don't know about you, cousin.
You better be driving with that seatbelt, cousin. Don't get no violation on this Good Friday.
We are hustling and shining only on Kansas City's, the undisputed number one for hip-hop, R&B, and bro throwbacks. D, they can't do it like us.
Hot 103 Jabs. Duh.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Holding someone accountable is not an affront to that person. It's a sign of respect. When you insist on accountability, you encourage competence and even excellence. When you expect people to stand behind their work, you create the incentive for quality, effective efforts. Expecting accountability is an inherent part of expecting the best of people. Anyone who knows he or she will be held accountable has a powerful incentive to put forth good and honest effort. Seek accountability not to be a thorn in anyone's side. Do so as a supporter of value and proficiency. Offering your own accountability and asking for it from others serves to form two sides of the same coin. For systems, societies, and organizations to function well, it's best to have accountability from all participants. Be eager to be held accountable and unambiguous about expecting accountability from those with whom you interact. Accountability creates a net benefit for the situations it touches. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:22 on your time. It's a high of 75, and currently it is 54, cloudy skies at UMKC. Kiki Farmer is opening up about a stranger that proposed to her during a panel discussion she was on last month.
But in the moment, it went from this is a joke to I've got to be careful with how I break the reality of this guy. First of all, he looked clean cut. He like a pretty together guy.
He did.
He got this ring. The ring looked expensive. He paid for a ticket to be in South by Southwest. They're not cheap.
They're not.
And then he got the gumption to walk up here and ask me to marry and actually believe that I could potentially say yes.
Yeah, people are nuts out here. I mean, and you can't be too critical or joke or laugh because if, like she mentioned, someone took the lengths to do that, they might not be all the way there.
Yeah, it's probably just something you got to charge it to the game of being Keke Palmer or whoever you are. I don't know how I react in that situation. Like, I don't know if I would call security or if, I don't know. Interesting situation on what you would do. Maybe this is a social experiment or something.
Yeah, that's a positive outlook on it. I don't think so, but we'll, like you said, just charge that up there. Other news, rapper J. Cole, he is going overseas. Now, a lot of his fans want him on tour. Sounds like he might consider something of the sort. But in the meantime, he's going to be playing basketball.
It's a team in Nanjing from last year was offering me to come and play. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at the clock, like, boy, I'm getting older. Like, this might be my last shot. So I'm going to keep my word to them and show up and play a couple games. Although I know, you know, I'm not in the best of shape because the album, but I'm going to go out there and have fun.
Yeah, he didn't play for another team a few years ago, correct?
Yep. This isn't his first time playing professional basketball.
Playing like for Jerusalem or something.
He was at he played in the the Africa League. So he was a Rwanda Patriot. And then I think he also played Canadian basketball in at least an elite basketball league at one point. But yeah, he been a hooper, if you didn't know.
Let's see, him, Cameron, Two Chainz, Master P.
Chris Brown really could have done something to the effect of taking his talents to a bigger league. Have you not seen Chris Brown play basketball?
I've seen him.
You responded like you going to cross him up.
I've seen him, but N1 tour mixtape. Like, that's probably the height of what Chris Brown.
Hold on.
Stop.
Hey.
You trying to act like he could have got recruited for Duke or something. Like,
I didn't say that. Did we say 2 Chainz could have been at Duke? Did we say that about other people?
Well, 2 Chainz actually played college ball. So, yes.
But was he at Duke?
And I mentioned Master P. No, but he played college ball.
No.
And I mentioned Master P because he was actually in the league. He played for the Raptors.
Absolutely. What other basketball players have been in the league?
Other than Master P?
Yes, that are rappers.
No, we gotta
go ahead and.
But I know Cameron played college ball, I think.
Yeah, I can neither confirm nor deny.
Cameron
he never
was,
gave me that
Cameron,
he was nice on the court.
What? Cameron was known as he's one of the original basketball/rapper guys.
I'm saying looking at him, that's not the first thing I think about. Like 2 Chainz because of his height, J. Cole too because of their height. Like those are the things that it's just like, you know, I'm not saying he ain't like that.
Hey, during the break, we're gonna do some research about Cam and his basketball acumen.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103.
Every year, thousands of Kansas City taxpayers, they're sent to collections over the city's earnings tax. But there's been an investigation that found that the city has no idea how many of those bills are mistakes. So this issue comes as Kansas City voters are again being asked to vote to renew the city's 1% earnings tax. And this is a tax that the city says brings in around $373 million a year and nearly half of the city's general fund, paying for the police, fire, and other basic services. So there was a retired attorney who got billed twice despite their limited income, D. They only had $2,000 of earnings that year from doing a hearing or two. But so 1% of that was like $20. So that's what they were supposed to get. But they got billed something way more outrageous than that. So if you are in this situation to where you think you're getting billed twice or you're getting sent to collections or something like that, it peaked at nearly 18,000 accounts, D.
Jeez.
So yeah, so
yeah,
this,
so make sure you CYA is what it sounds like.
Yes, go ahead, double check on that, triple check on that, and make sure that you know you ain't summons for no court no time. So
yeah, make sure you check in your stuff because it's so many times we get mail and we just get discouraged. Like I know a lot of people just don't like checking a mail because you just like it's gonna be something in here. It's gonna be a medical bill. It's gonna be this. It's gonna be something. But make sure you check what you got going on. Make some phone calls because you don't want to get stiff with something that is actually an error.
Might have called Stacy Shaw for this one, man.
No, facts. Get you somebody that you can call and trust on.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Flag football is exploding all over the United States, all over the world, too, as a matter of fact, as the NFL is starting to invest in that a little bit more as time proceeds. Now, one thing that you haven't really heard from the NFL is more so about women's flag football. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs have announced that they want you to join them. in an effort to make flag football a sanctioned sport for girls in the state of Kansas. Now, representatives from the team, they'll be at some Kansas Hy-Vee stores coming up to hand out Let Her Play flags and keychains and ask people to support this initiative, D, that's so important to so many people around the city.
Kansas, we started with two schools, then 11 schools, and then this past season we had 29. Wichita came on board, and for it to be on the ballot to get voted, it needed 24. Okay. Once people saw how many girls came out, Olathe's had 60 girls come out for the team, then it continued to build to what we're at now. Well, even if you pull her away from volleyball, you just opened up a spot for a girl that got cut from the team to now fill that spot. So truly, we're just creating as many opportunities as possible for these girls.
So, D, on April 23rd, the Kansas State High School Activities Association will vote on whether to sanction the sport. Right now, girls' flag football teams exist, but only in the pilot program phase.
My fingers are crossed that that definitely happens.
Coach Deanna, what's up?
I'm trying to tell you. You know, I'm be on that field.
I mean, you think, you know, I know you say you be running it up on Madden, you know.
Well, NCAA, you know. Preferably.
Get that. Okay.
Kicking it with the college kids.
Okay, I see you. Okay.
No, but I think that that is big, and that just opens up the portal for opportunities for our young girls. And I know it's just being Kansas, but then maybe the conversation can then be a little bit more in some other places and other areas and surroundings.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping in to that live stream. We love and appreciate you so much, as well as the cousins tapping in on the Hot 103 Jams app. And if you're listening the old school way, in your car on the way to work on this Good Friday, whether you're in 670 in Kansas at the Turner Diagonal, or let's see, you up north 291, or you driving on 71, we love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to the cousins that's live on the Hot 103 Jam stream. Big love to Jamie Anderson, Toy Nicole, Stacey Davis, Bertha Gonzalez, Henrietta Clark. Shout out to all our cousins on the comments, in the comments section. And then, of course, the Hustle and Shine text line always stumping, per usual. Good morning to Whitney Tubbs. Sending some love to Monty and Myella. Have a great day. That was sent over from Dad. Hey, Carmen Nard. She's sending some love to us and said, shout out to Hustle and Shine for the tickets. We turn it up tonight. Yeah, you enjoy yourself at that R&B Lovers concert. Happy 60th to one of the besties out there, to Linda Kelly. That was sent from your millennial bestie, Ebony Hogan. Sent some big love to you and said, let's get a carrot cake. Let's get carrot cake wasted this weekend. I know that's right. Anastasia Jackson, good morning. One of our cousins, too, that's going to the concert and said they're excited about that. I think the weather should be okay for tonight. Big love to Kenny Dixon. Keep your head up. Stacey Davis again on that line. Rich Harris, we appreciate you oh so much, saying have a fabulous Friday. And on that Twitter side, you know, Brandon Blake always holding it down.
My dog. Hey, so yesterday I had a chance to go to Garcia Primavito Elementary on the west side.
You got your own list of shout outs.
I do. Look, man, Mrs. Phillip Dawson, Miss Phyllis Dawson. No, it is definitely a roll call. Miss Phyllis Dawson. So she said she was a listener. I'm just saying, she was a listener to Sirius. I told her, I was like, hey.
Sirius XM?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Like, nah. Yeah, he switched on over to Hustle.
Let's make it local.
Yeah. So she says she's been tapping in since 7 a.m. this morning.
Oh, wow. We appreciate
Phyllis,
that.
I appreciate you, Miss Phyllis Dawson. Now, on to some of the students. Tyler Arthur, the whole room, 258 at Garcia Elementary, as well as Selena Mendoza, Previ Monikazi, Carlos Stone.
Hey, cousins.
And Christian Rodriguez, Kaizen Powell. Thank all of you so much for your support and for tapping in the Hustle and Shine in the Morning. All them kids at Garcia Primavito, please have a good, blessed, wonderful day, man.
Yeah, have an amazing Good Friday. And if, the way I recall it, some of the schools had Good Friday off. I don't know if the kids still do that these days, but if you chilling, that'd be perfect on this day.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:25 on your time. It's a high of 75. Currently 56. Cloudy skies at Wyandotte Lake. Actress Taraji P. Henson, if you're looking to date her, she's not looking for you. She responds to people asking her why she just not out here dating.
Somebody's like, you're not dating. No, I'm not dealing with nobody's unhealed son. Can I get an amen? I protect my peace at all costs. If you're not on a healing journey, I can't talk to you. Bye-bye. It cost me my peace, and I'm not willing to give that up.
Hey, okay. Do what you do. I think there's nothing wrong with that. And I feel like there's different parts of a healing journey, too. Because if you really at the early stages, I'm okay. Don't come nowhere near me. You don't know. You still trying to figure out yourself.
Now, well, you can't do nothing with me.
Hello. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
In the healing stage.
Just hit me.
What did that say?
I don't know.
Ain't shit you can do with me.
That's what it said.
Yeah, we know that one. Other news, LeBron James is under fire after he made comments about the Memphis Grizzlies while he was out on the golf course.
At 41 years old, you think I'm going to do that shit? Memphis on a random ass Thursday. I'm not like the first guy I even talk about in the NBA. Like, we all like, you guys have to move. Just go over to Nashville. You got Vanderbilt over there, NASCAR. You got a stadium. Don't they got a hockey team too?
Now, people are online. They're heated. Like, they're mad that he was talking about the Memphis Grizzlies in this aspect. People are like, the city of Memphis is an amazing place. All of these things. Is that just people overdoing it?
Nah, people going to be passionate about their city. Like, I can't imagine somebody saying that about the Chiefs. And somebody,
the Kansas Chiefs?
Ain't nothing to do over here in KCK. They need to move these Chiefs to Topeka. Like, what? Shut up. What are you talking about? Be quiet. So, I don't know.
Give us the Memphis Grizzlies, please. You don't want an NBA team here. That's the facial expression you just gave me.
No. It ain't that. It's
That's what we reading on the live right now.
I think the Memphis Grizzlies should be. I don't know. Should they be there? Because they from Vancouver. The Vancouver Grizzlies was the original Grizzlies.
Mm, okay.
So maybe they. I don't know. Maybe there's something to that.
It's time for some change.
I would love a Kansas City Monarchs basketball team. How about that?
Yeah, that's cool. Give us a basketball team. I don't care what you call it.
So the thing is with that, though, when they down, are we going to still support? That's the thing with basketball, because when basketball is down and they're not good, it is bad. It can get bad, like with the tanking.
Get ugly.
Yeah, so it's like, will they be here for long?
I get that.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
Kansas City Monarchs. I would drop my Lakers in a heartbeat for a Kansas City basketball. At 100%.
Oh,
absolutely.
Not miss the loyalty.
It's Kansas City over everything. The loyalty is with Kansas City.
Okay, well, let's continue to put on for the town.
Busy Bent Man, 816 day. We on Hustling and Shop.
My eyes is blinded because I see all these championship belts up in here, man. That means we got one of our good athletic cousins up in the building, man. They call her the Kansas City boxing ballerina, man. Her name is Brianna Epperson. She up hustling and shining. Good morning, Brianna. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, man.
We're excited to have you and your dad on the show. He also is your trainer, right? Yes. Right, Pops?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now when did you all get in the ring? That's my biggest question, because you just turned 17, so it couldn't have been that long ago.
I was 9 years old, so almost 8 years ago.
Wow.
All right. So, Pops, okay, let's go back to Lil Brianna, all right? Now, me, Brian, I was B.A.B., Badass Brian, okay? Was there any signs early that Lil Brianna... You know, that she could knock some people out, early signs in her life.
She, man, she's the sweetest kid. But there were times where she would be around other kids, you could see the mean streak come out in her.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute, hold on. I probably need to start teaching you some self-defense, because you're going to need this, you know, watching that.
When you were teaching her the self-defense at that point, you was like, wait, you kind of like it a little bit more than I expected too, right?
Yeah, because I was scared. Like, that's why she was, that's why I was
you
teaching
needed to learn
her.
Some self-defense too, what it sound like.
I mean, you know, for her, I was like, all right, man, you're going to get all this kind of different kind of grease, so let's learn some self-defense, you know. At least you can get back to the house.
Yeah. Right.
Brianna, was there any instances like on the playground or in school where you had to show somebody, you know, daddy said knock them out?
Nah. No? I'm normally super chill. Mm-hmm. It's just, don't trust me. Don't play
them. Now, when you step in that ring, of course, you won gold at 16 years old. You're a world champion. How did that moment feel?
Man, that moment felt crazy. I was excited. I had so many emotions running through me when I got my hand raised and I got on that stage and they gave me my medal. It was, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain it.
You're the world champ.
Right. Brianna, we just got through talking about your boxing side. Mm-hmm. Now, what's up with the ballerina side, the softer side of Brianna Epperson? Explain that side.
All right, so that site ain't been touched in a minute. I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. It ain't been touched in a minute since I was like 12. But I started dancing when I was like 3, and my parents was like, saw that I had like a little talent for it, so they kept me in it. And then about 11, 12, I made the switch.
And I'm assuming, because I just asked you if that played a role in helping you getting into the ring, and you said no, it didn't. Because most people think, oh, your footwork is gone, and pops, that wasn't the case.
No. when she first really started getting into boxing, you could see, and I took her down to my boy's gym, down in West Forever Boxing. Mm-hmm. And I took a fan seat and was just watching. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. In her boxing stance, she's in a full position two, uh-huh, with her feet turned, toes turned out, and her back straight up in the air. I'm like, oh, no.
She was like, we got to get this stance together.
This ain't going to work. Not here. You can't do that here.
So with your experience with dancing in ballerina style, none of that, like, with your footwork, do you interpret that with your boxing? Can you?
No.
It's two totally different skill sets?
It's so different. Like, ballet is, like, slow and graceful, and boxing is just, mm-hmm, not that, like, at all.
So how hard is it to differentiate that when you're actually in the ring and you're thinking about, you know, your boxing, but then it's like maybe your footwork just comes in just off muscle memory. Does that ever happen?
No.
No?
Nah, she say she gets straight to it's business when different. She get in the ring.
Okay.
She gets straight to it. And then, major shout out.
Thank you, Mr. Carter, for interrupting the interview. We appreciate you, man.
Look, we got talent and royalty in the building.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you dropping in, Mr. Carter. Okay. Look, see the boxing ballerina done got the owner of the company.
Right, you
up
didn't
in here. He ain't never in this early. Look at
I pulled, turned right around.
Yes, sir. Okay.
I heard she was in here, and I was like, I gotta see this one here.
Okay.
Yep. She left the gloves in the car. We gonna hop in the ring a little bit, learn a little something.
I don't have my tennis shoes.
You ain't got your tennis shoes. Okay.
Oh, darn.
Well, I'm sure Deanna has a pair under the table somewhere.
Yep, I got you.
But Brianna, do you have any upcoming matches, anything on deck that people can check you out on?
I do. I'm actually heading to the Junior Olympics in Wichita, Kansas. And then I'm heading to the Youth Olympics at the end of the year.
Okay, we want to tap into you.
Yeah, and we got to link you in with Malachi Ross.
Hey, I know Mali. Mali's my big brother.
Oh, for real? Okay, yeah. And we've had him on the show plenty of times, too. So
Mali, big brother.
And we've been said we need to support all of you all, and I know a lot of our cousins want to do that. Real quick, social media where people can tap into, just following and supporting you.
My Instagram is BrieGotHands_ATG.
She's too cold.
BrieGotHands.
Simple. Let's get to it.
Oh, did y'all have to register her hands yet?
No, that's a myth, man.
That's a myth?
That's a myth.
Okay.
Really?
It is.
Yeah. Oh.
That's one of the biggest things.
The more
things.
You know.
That's a myth.
Yeah. I thought that was a real thing where they had to as lethal weapons.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
lethal, but nah.
I love the confidence.
Look, Brianna, we appreciate you so much for coming on the show. This is a home for you, so whenever you got something to announce or whenever you feel like kicking your feet up, you are more than welcome to come on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
We appreciate you. Have a good one and continue to be a blessing.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103.10.
You ready to get in the booth?
It's time. It's that time, right?
Uh-oh. Come on.
Let me get my... myself together.
D has great advice, y'all. Just want to let you know.
How do I?
come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Check or deposit. Hopefully you got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Have a safe weekend and we'll talk Monday.
Okay, starting tonight.
The R&B Lovers Tour is going down tonight, actually. Shout out to all the cousins and the aunties and the uncles that we've been able to hook up with tickets to go see Keith Sweat, Joe, Drew Hill, and more. I know it's going to be an amazing time. Now, later tonight, after that, I'll be posted up at Aura. You know how we do.
Yeah.
All the time. 10 p.m. We're going to have an amazing time. I'm excited. Got some new crates. As I was like, we got some new stuff in the crates.
Bottles everywhere.
Bottles galore. So yeah, I'll be having a good time celebrating all the Aries. Shout out to Jazz Food Journey. She always posts about events.
That's exactly what I'm looking at too. Yeah. Shout out to Jazz Food Journey.
Yes.
They got a margarita mixer going down Tonight, 6:30, Tayo Cali, DJ Jareezy. That's my dog right there. I ain't seen him in a minute. Oh, the On Wax battle going down tonight, too. 8 p.m. at Parlor. Shout out to Royal Chief. Let's see.
You know, Saturday.
Oh, you, are we sliding on Saturday?
Yeah,
okay.
We slide over to Saturday.
I love that. Run it back, 8 a.m. at Ruby Jean's Juicery.
Yeah, shout out to the Run Club. They be doing their thing. I know, big love and happy birthday to Quez. He's celebrating his birthday. First Saturday is going down at Keystone. Big shout out to Skip. At least she'll be hosting. So
happy
that means,
birthday, man.
That means I'll be sliding by there.
Let's see. The Bonfire Open Mic at the Shady Phrase Farm, 7 p.m. That's going down tomorrow. J-Soul at the Phoenix, 4:30. R&B Bingo, 6 p.m. at the Combine on Saturday. It's hella stuff to do this weekend,
plenty
y'all.
Plenty of things, but most importantly, spend some time with your family, too, because it is Easter weekend.
It is, man. Resurrection Sunday. Just, y'all, look, make sure you be safe over the weekend, but most of all, please, don't be an idiot.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time, high of 74. Currently, it is 55, cloudy skies at the Jackson County Courthouse. Sports
Jackson
commentator.
Jackson County Courthouse, how you know the temp there, D?
That's what they saying. Sports commentator Ryan Clark responds to the Chicago Bulls, a former Chicago Bulls player who was waived, Jaden Ivey's comments about the NBA's commitment to the LGBT community.
We use Christianity to veil the hate and the evil that we want to spew because people feel like if I say it comes from God or if I can point to where it is in the Bible, now I'm bulletproof. And so to go on a rant about religion, to be questioning other people's religion, and then talk about the NBA's involvement with the LGBTQ community, you're putting yourself in position to be treated in this way.
Ultimately saying that people cherry pick. We're human, and we're all guilty of cherry-picking something in our lives. You look at somebody and be like, well, you can't do that. But wait, they can do that because I know them. That's my homeboy. That's my brother. He cool. But you can't do it. But people sometimes use things around them to make stuff look like it's cool. That is a thing. And now, here we are. Other headlines that's been going crazy. Pooh Shiesty, FDO, the remix might be on the way. When is he getting out? Who knows? He's been charged with kidnapping and robbery in Dallas, Texas. The department, the DOJ, alleges that Shiesty and 8 co-conspirators, including his pops, his dad, forced Gucci Mane to sign a label release form at gunpoint before robbing and kidnapping the people in Gucci's studio. Now, they had a meeting that was slated, and the DOJ stated that Shiesty and his co-conspirators will face life in prison if they're found guilty on all those accounts.
Done for. Your pops is involved in this. Like, it just...
It's so much to this story. Like, if you know Gucci Mane's story and all of the things that he's done, the label, was it 1017 or whatever? Yeah. Terrible label, by the way. Every single person that's been on that label has not been well with them. It was awful.
Yeah, the young lady passed away.
Yes, Enchanting.
A couple years ago.
Yes. It was just awful. And I mean, to me, just all the things Gucci Mane has done in his life, this is literally... I don't know. To me, this is, that's a podcast conversation.
It is, but you can't, look, man, whenever a guy and his pops is involved in something, and they both, you know, older people who should know better, especially when dude just got out of prison.
You
right, just got out for doing.
He wanted to get off that contract. Now he's tucked away.
It's a sad, sad story of an ever perpetuating cycle of ignorance among, you know, generations. It just got passed down from him to his pops. It mm-hmm. just got passed down
I wonder
down
what
again.
Gucci
got
to say in all of this. I wonder what he got going on, what meetings he been taking.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those impulsive, passionate, and competitive Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper Cowboy. Sending over some birthday love to comedian, actor, and personality. Happy birthday to Aries Spears. Sending some birthday love to rapper and entrepreneur who made everybody in 2016 say, ooh. Happy birthday to Young M.A. A major happy birthday to comedian, actor, screenwriter, singer, and film producer. He's given us classics like Coming to America, The Nutty Professor, and so much more. A happy birthday to Eddie Murphy. Happy birthday to Kansas City's very own, Quez. and sending some birthday love to Pastor 83 from City of Truth.
Okay, D, let's go home to KC and wish some of our cousins in the town some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Ashley Smithsonian, Renee Koo, and Tamisha Thompson. Sending birthday love to MZB and Ernest Collier. Plus, happy birthday, Oscar Moses, and everybody else born on April 3rd. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Brandy.
All right, Brandy, what you got going on this Good Friday?
I'm just at work, chilling.
Your engine light on, man?
Nah, it ain't off.
Okay.
Nah. Brand new car.
I know that'll catch his attention, D.
Right. All right, cousin, we got a chance to get you qualified for a whole concert combo. That means you can get qualified to win tickets to Tacos of Tequila, J. Cole's tour, Wiz Khalifa's tour, and get a hooked up with $100 in Jazz Bucks so you can eat good before the show. But in order to get that hookup, you got to get these lyrics right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm looking for a yellow bone, long hair star. Dick and hips, come get in my car. So your party with a star. We take off and go to Mars. Pretty boy, take off in 5, 4, 3, 1.
This right here is my swag. All the girls are on me.
Swag.
Body, attention. Cause this right here is my pretty boy swag. Pretty boy swag.
Cousin, you done did that. A little bit of energy too. You are now qualified for a chance to win tickets to all of those shows, the concert combo. You are now qualified for it and qualified for that $100 in Jazz Bucks. If you get concert tickets to either of these shows, who would you take with you?
I'm gonna take my daughter with me.
Got to, man. Memories on memories on memories. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show's hooking you up, dog.
With that Hustle and Shine in the morning. Hot 103 Jazz.